food, folks, is for us to support our normal physiology. That is the interworkings of our cells, what goes on within our cells at the level of the molecules or the chemicals that ultimately make up the very structures of our cells. Food supports everything that goes on. Now, yes, we need oxygen, we need water, we need less stress, we need lots of rest, we need exercise, but ultimately, when things are working properly, it all gets down to what's going on within the cells and how all of these external factors influence what our cells are doing. Our cells have been programmed by the DNA that makes us us to do what is necessary to live healthy and vibrant lives. However, we're finding that many times today, and I guess it has been true probably throughout most of history, when we don't do what we should be doing, that is, consume the foods that really support good health, live a lifestyle that reduces or minimizes stress, getting good water, getting lots of rest and exercise. Well, when we look back a few years, an investigator, a scientist, who had already developed a number of groundbreaking products in the food supplement industry, he began to do some investigations in two areas. One was in a new and growing science or area of science called apoptosis, or phonetically apoptosis. This term describes various pathways, systems, that is, various sequences of reactions that take place within our cells, and they are natural, they are programmed by our DNA, or encoded by our DNA, and the functions of these apoptosis pathways is to promote repairing of cells, destroying irreparably damaged cells, and supporting the rejuvenation of new healthy cells. This term embraces all of those three areas that all of our cells are involved in at one time or another. Now, the other area of research that Dr. Bill McAnally and his staff were engaged in revolved around the kinds of foods that our ancient ancestors consumed. And what they began to discover was that as they investigated the various diets of our ancestors, and it doesn't matter where ultimately your ancestors came from in the world, they may have had access to different plants that were foods. What we now know is that wherever there have been human beings in the world, there have been various herbs and plants that have the ability to assist in supporting natural physiology. They may be different, say, in the southern hemisphere than those that are found in the northern hemisphere, different from those in the east, and different from those in the west. But nevertheless, our Creator has spread these physiologically supporting plants and herbs around the globe. Now, what we began to understand is that as they looked at these plants and looked at the scientific literature, they began to discover that there were various food plants that could support various aspects of these apoptosis pathways. And they began, that is Dr. McAnally in particular, began to reason this thing out. He's a good friend of mine, and, you know, I like him very much, and sometimes it may sound like we're just stroking him and so forth and trying to make him feel good, and that's really not the case at all, because many of us have been enjoying the benefits of his work for 20-plus years. And so we know that he has been gifted with some special abilities to help him determine what our bodies require to be healthy and how to formulate various nutritional supplements to assist the body in getting what it needs. Now, I want to just make one little point here, and I thank Dr. McInally for making this point the other night on another call, is that the company has chosen only those herbs and plants that have been consumed for thousands of years as foods. There are many plants and herbs on the planet that might have some of these ingredients, but they may also contain other molecules that can be toxic to human beings. And so, yes, they didn't select the ingredients from every plant on the planet, but only from those that have served for thousands of years as food. Now, what does that tell you? It tells you this, among many other things, but certainly this, that these products are safe, and they have stood the test of time, that is, the ingredients found in the selected herbs and plants. Well, Dr. McInally and his team began to develop products that would support these apoptosis pathways, and since they use only the whole plant material, and they use freeze-dried plant, and that makes a big difference in what you actually get from the plant. In the freeze-drying process, what it simply means is that you place plant material that you selected in a vacuum or under a vacuum. You lower the temperature to the freezing level, and in this vacuum environment, this plant loses water. The ground-up material loses water. The water is suctioned off, and you end up with a powdered material that contains the plant, the whole plant material, without the water. Now, what this also tells you is that whatever nutrients are found in that plant are still in that powder. And they then hand-fill, if you will, this powder into capsules to make the various products that we have. And we have a number of products, and they include our Pathways Core, for instance, that is this whole system, if you will, is a system for cellular wellness. And our Pathways Core is especially formulated and optimized to support apoptosis throughout our entire body. But sometimes we might need more than just, if you will, the generalized all-purpose product. Now, I'm not minimizing the core because we think, and that's why it's named core, everyone should be consuming this product. And I won't bite my tongue when I say that everyone, if you can, as a friend of ours used to say, if you can fog a mirror, you need Pathways Core. But sometimes we might have other needs within our bodies, say within the various tissue and organ systems, in our bones, in our joints, in our endocrine system, for instance, within our cardiovascular system, we might need additional help to promote and to support apoptosis. We might also need additional immune support, gastrointestinal support, brain and nerve support, for instance. And if you look at the news long enough, you know there are a lot of folks out there who need some brain and nerve support. But at any rate, I don't want to be political on this call. So these additional support products are specially formulated to support these various systems within our bodies, that is, tissue and organ systems. And the plants, again, are sourced from around the world, and because of the level of quality control that Alloga participates in or practices, we can always be assured that what's on the label is in the bottle. Now, what does all of this mean when it comes to helping our bodies to fight off various illnesses and to help, even if you will, to prevent sickness from overtaking the body? Now, keep in mind that these pathways, these apoptosis pathways, are involved in repair, elimination, and rejuvenation. All of our cells may at one time or another need some minor repairs, and we need nutrients to support this. These nutrients can support the apoptosis and various other pathway systems within our cells. There comes a time when most cells have outlived their or have are approaching their particular lifespan. We don't really want them to stay longer than they are designed to stay. But many times or sometimes we will have malfunctions within the apoptosis pathways or within the DNA itself or some other outside influence that might allow cells to outlive their usefulness. They go beyond their normal lifespan. And that lifespan, depending upon the cellular system, can be a few hours, a few days, to 10 or 20 years, depending upon the particular tissues. So it doesn't take much stretch of the imagination to begin to visualize what can happen to a person when they have a preponderance of cells that are no longer functioning properly and under various circumstances can go on to produce illness or disease. We want to get rid of those cells. Better yet, we want to prevent cells from living longer than they should or certainly prevent them from reaching a state wherein they can cause disease and destruction within our bodies. Now, the disease process, if you will, that we want to talk about tonight is asthma. In the announcement for this particular talk, I mentioned that we would talk about lower respiratory or deep respiratory conditions. But I want to raise this a little bit, and that is to raise it anatomically to include the upper respiratory tract as well, particularly in the upper parts of the lungs, in the bronchial tree of the lungs, because that's where we begin to see asthma affecting a person's health. Now, if you know anyone who has asthma, you know that they are always very careful about who and what they are around, because an asthma attack can be a very serious thing. We're finding that many youngsters, particularly in our inner cities, are coming down with asthma or showing signs of asthma. We're seeing more and more adults today coming down with asthma symptoms. And let me just briefly describe, a little kid once said, you know, it's like being a fish out of water trying to breathe. You just can't get enough air into your lungs. And that's because whatever triggers, and there can be several different triggers of an asthmatic attack, whatever the trigger is, I'll keep it broad just for this discussion, causes the bronchi or the bronchial tube, your breathing tubes, you know, it splits and one goes into each lung, to begin to constrict. Now imagine if someone took your bronchi and began to twist it like a rope, and so that the channel gets smaller and smaller. Now from the inside, you begin to get swelling of the mucous membranes and the mucosal cells that line the inner wall of the bronchi. And if that's not bad enough, you begin to get mucus occluding the little bit of space that's left in that tube. And folks, this makes it very difficult and in some unfortunate cases impossible to breathe. The usual treatment or the standard treatment for asthma are inhalers that include various various steroids that can be inhaled into the nasal passage and hopefully begin to shrink the mucous membrane and help the person cough up the mucus that builds up in the lungs. And this can, the symptoms you may hear, difficulty breathing, wheezing. People are breathing through their mouths. They may be breathing faster. And these folks are also prone to frequent respiratory infections. And so you can see, and you know, why these attacks seem to happen at night. Well, I guess it's not so much of a mystery now, but they do happen many times at night, but the actual triggers may have come about during the day. Basal dilators, or bronchial dilators, I'm sorry, are also used in these inhalers and various anti-inflammatory agents. Now, through the years, through the centuries, people have been trying to figure out ways to intervene in addition to or beyond, and even before modern medical therapeutic treatments. You can go back and ancient societies were using honey to help to relieve some of the symptoms found or experienced by asthmatics. Various kinds of extracts from various plants have been used over the thousands. And again, in most cultures around the world, we have seen this. Now, what we're seeing today is that medical science is now beginning to take a closer look at numerous herbs and plants, because medical science is showing that many of these food components, and in the case of the pharmaceutical industry, they aren't restricting their research to food plants, but plants that might have, say, anti-inflammatory components, antioxidant components, components that help to reduce the restriction or the restricting process found in the bronchial tubes. And so that they are finding many, many plants that have these components, and they are extracting them and testing them and looking at their ability to relieve the symptoms of that asthma sufferer's experience. But when we look at Aroga, remember I said that our products contain only plants and herbs that have historically been used as foods. Because we use the whole plant and we have 100% plant material, we don't want to use plants that can be toxic to our bodies. And so that over the thousands of years, these plants have been used as foods around the world. So there is little or no chance that people will have a toxic reaction to these plants. And so many people call these herbal medicines, but again, I want to shy away from that kind of designation because these are not drugs. Again, they are foods. They are naturally occurring products, that is, from naturally occurring plants and plants that have been used as food. They have the ability to fight inflammation. They have the ability to act as bronchial dilators. They can assist in removing mucus and preventing mucus buildup within the bronchial tubes. And they help to improve the flow and the absorption and exchange of oxygen within our lungs. There's a lot of work going on in animal models these days, particularly mice and rats. And when we look now more closely, and our time is getting low, but I just want to mention a couple of things here in addition to what we've already said. First of all, there's a ton of research, published research, thousands of peer-reviewed articles that are focused on looking at the use of various herbs and plants to look for components that can help to treat asthma in human beings. But we're looking at foods again. And when we began to ask, well, are there any food plants that can assist us in helping to, if not prevent, but certainly to help to alleviate the symptoms of asthma in human beings? And I will assure you that there are many. I'll just name a few. Gum arabic, for instance, wild yams, xylitol, ashwagandha, astragalus, bokapa, Garcinia cambogia, gota cola, kudzu, amla fruit, maca root, noni, white ginseng, and even red ginseng. There are a number of publications that have looked at, compared white ginseng, that's American ginseng, and Korean ginseng, red ginseng, for their ability to help to reduce the inflammatory reactions and these cascades, if you will, of cytokines that help to allow and to trigger unabated inflammatory reactions within the bronchial tubes. Berries, for instance, blueberries and strawberries and beetroots. And you say, well, beetroots, yeah, there are nutrients in the beetroot, for instance, that helps the body to produce nitric oxide that can assist not only in the dilation, say, of blood vessels, but can also assist in the dilation of the bronchial tubes. So they help these components, and there are other ingredients as well, green tea, you name it. Now, everything that I've named thus far is found in one or more of our plants. Most of what I named just a minute ago is found in our plant, Pathways Plus Immune Support. And so when we ask, can these Aroga products help us? I would say absolutely. And next, the part of this series, next week, we are rounding up some folks who have actually had some experience using these products, who have had asthma or suffer with asthma, and have been getting some real good benefits from their consumption of the Aroga products. Now, as usual, we like to put in the disclaimer, again, as good as our products are, and they are exceptional, there are none like them in the marketplace, they are not formulated to treat any disease or to cure any disease. But again, if you are living, these products are formulated to help your body do what it's supposed to do and to be able to handle the nutrients, and the normal functions of our cells can take place if they are properly supported by the right nutrients. And thanks to Dr. McAnally and his team, we have many of the right nutrients. And folks, again, the bottom line is the products are safe, they're all natural, and they work. You want to feel better, you want to be healthy, you want to be optimally healthy, you want to have lots of energy, you want to even look younger, feel younger, act younger, maybe you want to consider consuming the Aroga products. If you're new to this call, please get back with the person that invited you, because you can get your questions answered. If they don't have the answers, there are many around who they can take you to by phone, the internet, and so forth to help you get your questions answered. I'm a scientist by training, but I found that if we just use everyday English many times, we're going to be able to attract that person who has an aversion to science, maybe, or doesn't care how it works. They just want to know that it works. And again, these products work. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Come back and to see us next week, where we're going to have some testimonies and one or two from people that have or have had asthma. Have a good evening.